Affirmations for subconscious programming. My main motivation is love. I offer love, kindness, and encouragement to all. My life and peace and strength are in Him. I accept that perfect love is in me. What follows is faith in myself. Seeking outside will stop. The ego seeks to divide and separate. Spirit seeks to unify and heal. You will remember everything the instant you desire it wholly. To desire wholly is to create. Remember that those who attack are poor. Their poverty asks for gifts, not further impoverishment. The world is only in the mind of its maker. Do not believe it is outside of yourself. To hear God's voice, I release all preoccupation with my own voice. His voice awaits your silence, for His word cannot be heard until your mind is quiet for a while. Heaven is not a place or a condition. It is merely an awareness of perfect oneness. It is impossible to seek for pleasure through the body and not find pain. Give faith to one another, for faith and hope and mercy are yours to give. The world the holy see is beautiful because they see their innocence in it. In your brother is the light. See him as sinless, and there can be no fear in you. If you did not feel guilty, you could not attack. Seek not outside yourself, for all your pain comes simply from a futile search for what you want, insisting where it must be found. God does not forgive, because He has never condemned. The blameless cannot blame, and those who have accepted their innocence see nothing to forgive. Forgiveness is the means by which I will recognize my innocence. It is the reflection of God's love on earth. This is a time of abundance in your life. Your cup runs over with blessings. After plodding uphill for many weeks, you are now traipsing through lush meadows drenched in warm sunshine. I want you to enjoy to the full this time of ease and refreshment. I delight in providing it for you. I love to keep my mind still and restful. I am sustained by the love of God. The voice of God speaks to me all through the day. I am still as God created me. In my defenselessness, my safety lies. Whenever my thoughts wander, I enter with Him into a holy instant, and there I let Him release me. He needs only my willingness to share His perspective to give it to me completely. The memory of God comes to my mind when quiet. In every moment, God's voice directs my thoughts, guides my actions, and leads my feet. Forgiveness is the key to happiness. Forgiveness offers everything I want. God is but love, and therefore so am I. I will be still an instant and go home. In each daily situation, I find and do God's will. I remember to ask for God's will and guidance. I allow God's strength to take the place of my weakness. God created me from love, and I remain unchanged. I now release all negative thoughts about hand and head tremors. I declare the truth, my mind and body are healthy and whole and sound. No one can suffer loss unless it be his own decision. No one can grieve, nor fear, nor think him sick unless these are the outcomes that he wants. And no one dies without his own consent. Nothing occurs but represents your wish, and nothing is omitted that you choose. Here is your world, complete in all details. Here is its whole reality for you. And it is only here salvation lies. Right here, right now, I am whole and complete, without sickness or weakness. I have the peace of God. My mind is at perfect rest continuously. It takes no time to be what I already am, perfect, whole, and free. Since I am one with God, I have all the safety I need. I persistently and consistently choose forgiveness in every painful situation. I awaken to the fact that I am already at home in God right now and that I am perfect in God. I will to awaken. I am willing for all of the ego's madness to be undone by the Holy Spirit. I now choose the Holy Spirit as my teacher and companion instead of the ego. I need no defense, I lack nothing, and I am invulnerable to attack. I reflect the peace of heaven here and now and bring that peace to the world. I see myself and my brothers and sisters through the eyes of eternal love. Nothing unlike God exists, therefore, I cannot be guilty because I cannot be unlike my Creator. With the Holy Spirit's help, I forgive every person, every situation, including God and myself, with no exceptions and no one excluded. Wholeheartedly, exuberantly, joyously, and without reserve. The healing peace of God radiates from me, and I am a blessing to my world. I join with the strength of God and not with the weakness of the ego. My perfection is not a difficult accomplishment because it is already what I am. I allow the Holy Spirit to teach me what everything means and how to respond to it. The peace of God that comes through me belongs to everyone. I am still as God created me. I am still as God created me. End of these affirmations.